We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live at Wolfie's on Lake Conroe. Sean Pendergast, Clint Sterner, and former Pro Bowl offensive lineman Wade Smith. As we continue here on a Football Friday, we are efforting Sean O'Hara. Former Pro Bowl offensive lineman. Clint, you and I will be the only two people on the show at that point who aren't a former Pro Bowl offensive lineman.
That's all right.
I'm going to feel a little left out. You're going to be grouped with a bald, pudgy radio host.
That's all right. I'm kind of fond of bald, pudgy white guys.
Then I'm right up your alley. All right. Joining us right now on the program, he's an NFL Network analyst who you can give a follow to at Sean O'Hara 60 on Twitter. And this weekend, NFL Game Day Morning airs Saturday, 11 a.m. local time here in Houston, 10 a.m. on Sunday on the NFL Network, the Sunday edition of NFL Game Day Morning. Willie McGinnis sits down with J.J. Watt. I saw Willie in the stadium earlier this week. That should be a great conversation. This will be a good conversation. Joining us right now, Sean O'Hara, who, of course, is a Super Bowl champion, former Pro Bowl offensive lineman, joining us here. Sean, you're on with Sean Pendergast and two football players, Clint Sterner and Wade Smith. How you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Did somebody say something about a pudgy O lineman? Here I am.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, Clint was saying pudgy radio host. That's me. But if you want to be team pudgy with me, then I'm down. I'll take Sean O'Hara on my team.
Hey, let's make it a Fat Guy Friday. Here we go.
There you go, baby. So Sean, we're here in Houston, obviously. We got the Texans and the Chiefs coming up this weekend. And the Texans are about a 10-point underdog. And what I wanted to ask you, you were on a team that pulled off one of the biggest upsets in the history of the postseason. The Giants, if I remember, were about an 11 or 12-point underdog to the Patriots in the Super Bowl the year the Patriots were undefeated. I guess just take us inside the preparation for a game like that when you're a big underdog like that. Is it something that gets discussed? Are you guys hearing the outside noise? What might the Texans be going through right now as they try to pull off a big upset in Kansas City this weekend?
Yeah, obviously a big task for them. You know, the question about do you hear the noise? You know, the one thing is coaches and players, you only hear the noise when it can motivate you, right? And I always feel like it's always easier to be the underdog and as a coach, hey, how do I motivate my team when everybody's counting them out? I think the hardest thing to handle as a team sometimes is success. And when you're rocking and rolling and everybody's saying, oh, man, you guys are going to win, that's sometimes a coach's worst nightmare. So, you know, I know for us, when we went on that road, you know, we kind of had that road warrior mentality and we were on the road throughout the entire postseason. The one thing that we knew going into other team stadiums, we had to start fast. And our defense knew that. That was the big key, you know. And I think for the Texans, obviously you guys know that they haven't done that this year. You know, they got run out of the Baltimore Stadium earlier this year. You know, they kind of sleptwalked through the first three quarters last week against Buffalo. That can't happen against the Chiefs. And, you know, look, if you are asleep at the wheel against this team offensively, you're going to be down 21-0 in a heartbeat. So, I think that was kind of our mindset, and our defense really kept us in the mix. When you think about, you know, that run we went on in 07, we went into Dallas. They had one of the best offenses in the league that year. Our defense held them to 17 points, I think. We went into Green Bay. The Packers with Brett Favre had an unbelievable offense. They held them in check. And then obviously the number one offense that year was the Patriots, and they held them to 14 points. So that was huge. A big task for the Texans' defense. Now, on the opposite side of the ball, offense has got to play keep away. And you go back and look at how did the Texans beat the Chiefs earlier this year. They had the ball for 39 minutes, 19 more minutes than the Chiefs. So that's the one way to slow down Mahomes. So I think that run game is going to be crucial.
Sean, this is a relatively young franchise, man, and this is an absolutely huge game. Throughout your career, you and your teams were presented with several opportunities, as you just mentioned. Y'all took advantage of more of them than you let pass by. How big of a statement game and how big of an opportunity is this for the Texans, just as an organization, not player to player, but just as an organization to take advantage of?
Well, I think it's monumental when you look at it on that macro level. But I also think there's enough veteran players on that team. J.J. Watt, you guys have talked about him a lot. But, you know, guys that have been one and done in the playoffs. And, you know, I think when you have a group that is not just happy with being in the playoffs and can appreciate where you are two wins away from being in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's huge. And I think that hyper-focus kicks in. You know, I remember playing for Bruce Arians early on in my career when we were in Cleveland, and we got to the playoffs, and he said, look, the playoffs it's another notch in the intensity level. So I'm sure Bill O'Brien's preaching them that hey, look, the preparation during the week, it's up a couple more notches. The physical play, it's up another couple notches. And I think the players realize the magnitude of this game and the opportunity ahead of them and how great is it that they're playing an opponent they're familiar with. How about this? You know, when you look at the playoff schedules and you've got Saturday, Sunday games, how about the fact that they played on Saturday last week and now they play on Sunday this week? That's an extra day of recovery. I think that helps, especially when you think about the fact they went into overtime, which you would be worried about now. We played more football than these other teams. So maybe they have the chance to jump out early, and now the Chiefs have to deal with the whole rest versus rust question.
Hey, Sean, taking it down into the trenches, you know, the first time that the Texans played against the Chiefs, Eric Fisher was not on the field for that game, and Kim Irvin struggled mightily. Of course, Eric Fisher is back in the ball game now. How much of a significance do you think that will be in this ball game as far as the Texans' defensive line being able to do work against the Chiefs up front?
Yeah, and I think that's going to be, you know, the health of J.J. Watt is really going to determine how much they can move him around. And, you know, look, if I can, I want to put J.J. on Eric Fisher. You know, I want to try to test him, you know, as well and move him around. So, you know, obviously J.J. played a little more last week than they probably had anticipated going in since he had been off for so long. But I also think, you know, one of the things with Mahomes, you know, he moves around so well, so you're going to want to create a lot of movement, a lot of twists, a lot of pressure, and try to make him uncomfortable. So certainly, you know, I think the offensive line for the Chiefs, you know, the right side, Mitchell Schwartz has been pretty good. I think he was named All-Pro this year, which is great for him to get the recognition. They want to try to take advantage of you know, the other side as well. And, you know, I think Mahomes is one of those, you know, it's one of those caveats. You know, you want to put pressure on the guy. But when he breaks the pocket, that's when big plays break down. And I think for the Texans, their pass defense has really kind of been their Achilles heel this year. So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22.
NFL Network analyst Sean O'Hara joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. Sean, Kansas City's defense is getting a lot of run right now, man. And I think as the week's gone on, I don't know about nationally, but definitely here in Houston, the conversations have ramped up about how good that defense really is. Where you study the game, you watch the tape, you've seen these guys play, man. How good do you think they are relative to the smoke that's around them right now?
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely gotten better. And, you know, I think when you get in, the goal of getting to the playoffs is the first check mark. Playing your best football in the playoffs is the second check mark, and that's really what the Chiefs defense have done a good job of. They've been phenomenal at stopping the run too. I think that's a big plus. You know, one thing that kind of popped up on my radar today was Chris Jones did not practice today. I think he's a huge part of their front, and you know, if he's not healthy or not able to go, I think that's a big bonus in the Texans cap. But you know, offensively, you know, for the Texans, I mean, I've got some big questions. And, you know, the fact that, you know, they were sacked 7 times last week is a little bit worrisome for me. You know, I was very disappointed with how they finished the regulation aspect of it in the fourth quarter. You know, I felt like there were some real protection issues that I think they're going to have to figure out. And we were talking about that Super Bowl 42 team and our defense and how well they played. Well, guess who the defensive coordinator was? Steve Spagnuolo, who's the defensive coordinator for Kansas City. So guess what? He loves inside pressure. He loves bringing, you know, what we would call the cross dog. I know Clinton Wade know exactly what that is, but they like to bring the Mike and the Will linebacker in the A-gaps, and they will cross them. That challenges your protection, not just passing off between the centers and the guards, but if your running back is responsible for one of those guys, now you've got to pass it off, and you're on different levels with your O-line, and that's tough to do. So I saw a couple of sacks that worried me because the Buffalo Bills last week ran a blitz, and the Texans were in empty protection. right? It was just five O-linemen. There was nobody in the backfield. And Deshaun Watson and the offense had no answer for it. Well, guess what happened in overtime? They ran the same exact blitz, and there was still no answer. So those are things that they've got to put that fire out immediately.
Yeah, the answer was Deshaun Watson getting into a car crash and spinning out of it. That was the answer.
Yeah, he went straight Matrix. And, you know, when you have Deshaun Watson, you could say, hey, you know what, attaboy. You know, that's a great play. You don't want to rely on that every single week.
No.
Speaking of Deshaun Watson, we've been going back and forth for the longest about how he's been utilized by Bill O'Brien. Where do you sit on the idea of Deshaun Watson being used more in the zone read game and the run game in general? You think that's something that's lacking, or are you of the opinion that you got to protect Deshaun Watson and keep him healthy, and so keeping him in the pocket is a way to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've tried to keep him in the pocket sometimes, and, you know, I feel like there's been a couple times where, to be honest with you, he's been flustered. And, you know, as soon as your quarterback gets rattled and he's seeing the rush, there was times where he saw a ghost. You know, he thought someone was there, and now he's looking for the escape hatch, and, you know, he had time. And then there's other times where, absolutely, he's got to morph into a superhuman to get out of trouble. The zone read, to me, as an offensive lineman, I get the scheme aspect of it, that you're going to block the backside guy with that read, and you're going to hold him. I would much rather do it with a body. You know, that's just my style. Like, let's put a tight end out there, or let's put an offensive lineman on that guy. Don't give him a free shot on our quarterback if you don't need to. But I feel like, if you can get downhill, let your running back get downhill, I'm much more of a fan of running the football from the home position. I feel like shotgun runs can kind of help the defense out. They kind of cut the field in half. So I'm not a huge fan of that. But if you have a guy like Deshaun Watson and you've got a defensive end that's crashing down, you can get some big plays out of it.
That's Sean O'Hara, NFL Network. You can follow him on Twitter at SeanO'Hara60. And this weekend, NFL Game Day morning, 11 a.m. here in Houston, local time, Central, Saturday, 10 a.m. Sunday. And on Sunday's edition, J.J. Watt and Willie McGinnis, the conversation between those two. Sean, we really appreciate the time. Enjoy the games this weekend. Keep up the great work.
All right, thanks, guys. Best weekend in football right here. Enjoy it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.